This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said India is a food surplus country and engaged in providing solutions for global food security and global nutrition security. He assured that the government is strengthening the agriculture sector with reforms and measures aimed at improving the lives of farmers. Addressing the 32nd International Conference of Agricultural Economists in New Delhi today, Mr. Modi said agriculture is the center of the government's economic policy. He said India is the largest producer of millets, milk, pulses and spices. The Prime Minister said India is promoting chemical-free natural farming. He said in the Union Budget 2024-25, there is a big focus on sustainable agriculture. He said India is using digital technology in the agriculture sector and under the PM Kisan Samman Nidhi, funds are transferred to the bank accounts of 10 crore farmers by one click. Our correspondent reports that around 1,000 delegates from around 75 countries are taking part in the International Conference of Agricultural Economists. The theme for this year's conference is Transformation Towards Sustainable Agri-Food Systems. Speaking on the occasion, Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan said, under the leadership of Prime Minister Modi, India's agricultural growth rate has consistently been the highest in the world. The government has mandated the public sector insurance companies to extend all possible support to the victims of the landslide incident in Kerala so that the insurance claims can be expeditiously processed and paid. Union Finance Ministry said LIC has been asked to speedily disburse the claim amount in respect of the policyholders under the PM Jeevan Jyoti Bima Yojana. The ministry said the documentation required for processing of claims has been relaxed comprehensively to ensure speedy dispersal of the claim amount. The insurance companies have initiated efforts for reaching out to their policyholders through various channels to provide the contact details for assistance in the districts of Wayanad, Palakkad, Kozhikode, Malappuram and Thrissur, where a significant number of claims are being reported. In Kerala, the humanitarian assistance and disaster relief by the army is continuing in the landslide-hit areas of Wayanad district. Search operations started for the fifth day today, with more than 1,300 rescuers and heavy machinery and sophisticated equipment. Rescue workers comprising the army, NDRF and other agencies have fanned out in the affected area in their bid to look out for more bodies. In Uttarakhand, today is the third day of relief and rescue operations at various places of Kedarnath Dham and the Yatra route to safely evacuate the stranded pilgrims. About 7,000 devotees and local people have been rescued safely so far. To complete the rescue operation speedily, NDRF, SDRF, DDRF and the police department are working on a war footing along with the use of helicopters. Still, about 1,000 devotees are stranded at various places. The Indian Army has mobilized resources to aid in relief operations in flood-affected areas of Himachal Pradesh, especially in Shimla and Mandi districts. In Ladakh, a landslide in the Kabaddi Nala area of Kargil caused a building to collapse in the early hours of the morning, resulting in injuries to 12 people. The Indian Army, Ladakh police and rescue teams swiftly initiated the rescue operations and all injured individuals were safely transported to district hospital in Kargil for medical treatment. The NHRC has issued notices to Delhi Chief Secretary and Police Commissioner over a reported death of 12 inmates within a month in the Delhi government-run shelter home, Asha Kiran. Taking Suomoto cognizance of media reports, the Commission has sought a detailed report within 4 weeks. At Paris Olympics, India's Deepika Kumari lost to South Korea's Nam Soo-hyun 4-6 in the quarterfinal round of archery. Another archer, Bhajan Kaur, also bowed out to Indonesia's Dianan Chori Nusa 5-6 in the round of 16. With this, India's challenge in archery event ended. In 25-meter air pistol shooting, Manu Bhakar missed out on a hat-trick and finished the campaign with two historic bronze medals. And that is the end of this news bulletin.